defiled. At the beginning of our gospel reading, the Pharisees notice that the disciples eat with defiled hands. And then Jesus' teaching at the end of today's story is the evil things come from within and they defile a person. What does this mean, defile? Well, I looked it up. It's a strong word. It means corrupt, profane, to sully, to desecrate, violate, befoul. Not good. So what's the opposite of defile? Something sacred, holy, set apart, revered, respected, blessed, loved. What defiles us? What makes us holy? Jesus' teaching here is simple, clear, correct at a deep level, but it leaves me personally with a dilemma. His teaching at the end, again, is listen to me, all of you, and understand there's nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things coming out are what defile. And then he has that long list of ways in which we are not as good as we could be. And then he says, all these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. That's all good. It's just what's in the heart that matters, Jesus seems to be teaching. And at a deep level, I believe him. Augustine has a great teaching that's very central for me, which is love and do what you will. Love and do what you will. If it's true love that's behind the intention, then do it. But here's the thing about my heart. My heart is deeply affected by what goes on the outside, by these external things that I'm doing. My heart is in a different place if for 20 minutes I've answered 5 emails, picked up a phone from an insurance agent who wants me to check on the tax ID number for St. Paul's, and checked Facebook and just briefly checked in on the Man U score. Right? My heart's in one place. But my heart's in a different place if externally what I've been doing is I read a psalm and then I did a sit for 20 minutes in meditation, ever so gently nudging aside all my thoughts. My heart's in a different place if I've been to a cocktail party and through the course of 20 minutes talked to 8 different people, 3 of whom I was in conversations that got interrupted when somebody else came in. As opposed to if for 20 minutes I've been sitting across from one of you while you're telling me how hard it is now that your 92-year-old mother is still in her house but she should probably be in skilled nursing, and how do you have that difficult conversation? And all I'm doing is paying full attention to you. My heart's in a different place if I act that way rather than the other. See, outward behavior affects what's in my heart. Form is what affirms. Fake it till you make it. I believe that. Let the outward rhythm of your life shape your heart. Paul, in 1 Corinthians, writes to do things decently and in good order. And that could be on the Episcopalian's t-shirt. To do things decently and in good order. Praying shapes believing. See? Outward things shaping the heart. I think there's been a pendulum swing over the last 2 millennium. I imagine these Pharisees traveling around like a group of mean-spirited strict teachers or dorm parents. No dessert until you've had your broccoli, they say. They're using their power to be kind of like petty tyrants, lording it over, oppressing people with their scolding. If you don't wash your hands, God will hate you. But we don't live in that world now, at least not in Marin in 2015. Anything goes. There are almost no agreed-upon rules of courtesy, let alone religious reverence. It's postmodern, right? Globalization. Everything at your fingertips. No boundaries. So is it still uselessly oppressive to wash your hands ritually, to faithfully follow these kinds of external things? Or are we becoming Pharisees if we do them? Here's the thing. I actually have my hands washed ritually every week. What would Jesus say to that? Do you notice? when I'm up at the altar, right before I go for communion, Brigida's going to grab a little silver bowl and a little silver pitcher, and she's going to put a napkin around her arm, and she's going to pour water over my hands, and I'm going to pray as I do every Sunday from Psalm 51, "Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed." I'm cleansing my defiled hands before I celebrate communion. I am a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, and one who tries to inhabit it myself. Am I a Pharisee, a hypocrite who oppresses others with my expectation of behavior while failing to do it myself? Perhaps. God knows. So this is my dilemma. I believe that praying shapes believing. Practice shapes our hearts. Good intentions are trained and encouraged by outward actions and practices. At the same time, I also believe Jesus and Augustine. God saves us, not ourselves. By ourselves, we are too weak, too broken to presume to come closer to the Holy One on our own initiative, on our own power, with our own good behavior, no matter how well-intentioned. Part of Jesus' way, consistently in his teaching, part of his way is to place us into uncomfortable, unanswerable tensions like this. Right now I'm reminded of a story of Jesus' disciples trying to heal somebody and failing and going back to their master and saying, "Oh, we tried, but it didn't work." And Jesus saying, "This kind can only come out by prayer." And so I would approach this particular dilemma that I have, and perhaps you share with me in the same spirit, and conclude with a prayer. In fact, it's going to be the collect for the Sunday in 2 weeks. Let us pray. O God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.